Bilingual Cord Interpreting Exercise Number 10, Simultaneous Interpreting. In this exercise, you should start interpreting as soon as possible after the recording starts to play. The exercise will start in 5 seconds.
Corporal Baker, I want to take you back to the 19th day of March, 1997, here in the city of Vancouver. I understand that on that date you had dealings with a certain person who became known to you as Mario Montes. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Do you see that person present in court today?
Yes, Your Honor. He's seated with the black jacket with the number 80 on the left sleeve.
Indicating the accused.
All right, noting the identification.
Corporal Baker, can you please tell the court the circumstances of how you came to have contact with Mr. Montes?
Yes, Your Honor. On the 19th of March, at approximately 21:15 hours, 9:15 p.m., I was part of a street crew drug squad undercover operation where Constable Burke was going to be acting in an undercover capacity to attempt to purchase narcotics from persons in the downtown Lower East Side of Vancouver. While I was waiting across the street on Hastings in what's referred to as the unit block, the address between 0 and 99 of East Hastings, I observed Mr. Montes and another older Hispanic male standing together. I then observed Constable Burke approach these males. She appeared to have some conversation with them, and a couple of minutes later, Constable Burke moved away from these two males, and Constable Burke then gave a prearranged signal that she had purchased narcotics. At that time, I ran across the street. I had been on the south side of Hastings Street, and I arrested Mr. Montes for trafficking in a narcotic.
Was there another officer involved in the arrest of Mr. Montes?
Constable McCall was also with me.
Now, do you recall, you say there was another gentleman, older Hispanic male, with Mr. Montes. Can you tell the court approximately how old that person appeared to be?
In my opinion, that other Hispanic male was probably in his mid-50s.
Now, did you make a note of the description of Mr. Montes at the time?
Yes, I did.
And did you record that in your notes?
Yes, I did. To the best of my recollection, Mr. Montes was wearing a baseball cap. He had a, what I would refer to as a gray kangaroo-type jacket, that being a sweatshirt with a hood and a normally a pouch in the front, and white runners.
And what about the height and weight? Did you make a notation of that?
I made a notation of it, Your Honor. My description was approximately 5'9", 160 pounds, and probably in the early to mid-30s.
All right. Now, Constable Baker, did you conduct any search of Mr. Montes once you'd arrested him?
Yes, I did, Your Honor. From his right front jacket pocket, I obtained a quantity of money. One of the other members of the team had photocopied the money that Constable Burke was going to use to attempt to purchase narcotics. Constable McDougall had a photocopy of those bills, which included the serial number. I compared the serial numbers of the bills that I had taken from Mr. Montes' pocket. One of the $20 bills that I seized from the right pocket of Mr. Montes matched the serial number to one of the serial numbers of the bills that had been pre-recorded and photocopied.
Did you make a notation of that serial number at the time?
Yes, I did.
And you have that with you today?
I have it with me, although I can't remember the serial number.
All right. Was the notation made at the time or shortly after you seized and compared this money to the photocopy?
Very shortly after.
And had there been any alterations to your notes since the time of making?
No.
I asked Your Honor for leave for the officer to refer to his notes.
Any objection, Ms. Reed?
No objection.
All right. Go ahead, please.
Your Honor, the $20 bill that matched the photocopy was serial number E for Echo SC5094275.
And Do you recall how much money did you seize from the accused?
I don't know the exact. It was approximately 6 or 7 bills.
And it was just the one bill, the serial number that you've given, that matched the buy money that had been given to Constable Burke prior to launching an operation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, do you recall at the time you arrested the accused, you and Constable MacDougall arrested the accused, do you recall what happened with the other person that was present, the older Hispanic male?
He had been initially arrested by Sergeant Williams, and approximately 1 or 2 minutes later he was released.
All right. And what caused the release of this other person?
It was my recollection, Your Honor, that Constable Burke had driven by both Mr. Montes and the older Hispanic male, and that Constable Burke indicated that the elderly Hispanic male was not involved.
Now, to the best of your recollection, what happened after the older male was released?
I don't know where he went, but Mr. Montes was chartered, given his charter rights by Constable MacDougall, and he was placed into a Vancouver City Police escort wagon and, to the best of my knowledge, taken to the Vancouver City Police Jail.
Where in the unit block of West Hastings did this occur?
Number 27, which is under the old Army and Navy building.
And that's on the north side of the street, is that correct?
That is correct. It's on the north side of the street.
And you were on the south side initially?
I was just observing what was going on from the south side of the street.
Now, did you note any transaction of any kind between Constable Burke and Mr. Montes prior to getting the signal that a buy had taken place?
I can only say that they appeared to be talking to each other. That's all I can say.
Okay, and do you recall approximately the time that this transaction occurred, or that the buy signal was given by Constable Burke?
Approximately 21:19, or 9:19 p.m.
End of simultaneous interpreting exercise.
Anyway, so my mood is not yet.